put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. Good morning. Welcome to the big station. The world won't get no better. Wherever you are, whatever you may be doing at this time, good morning to you. Those of you joining us in www.q95da.com. Hate to love me, love to hate me. Just to love me in the morning. I love you too. All of you. Wake up! Big activity planned there. This afternoon between the West Bridge. Leading out of Roseau for a groundbreaking ceremony of the new West Bridge. Some people and not too happy. That this contract, US $6.5 million, have been given to the NSG Management and Technical Services Limited out of Barbados. The contract was signed on April 13th, covering the demolition and reconstruction of the bridge. According to the head of Traffic Department, Assistant Superintendent Matthew Coffey, the bus stops for Maho, Sanju, and Fokoli have been relocated. Maho, St. Joseph, Falkoli, and Goodwill bus stops have been relocated in various areas, close proximity of where they were originally. According to the Assistant Superintendent of Traffic, okay, let's quote exactly what the superintendent had to say about the relocation there. The Maho, St. Joseph, Falkoli, and Goodwill bus stops have been relocated in various areas close proximity of where they were. We have moved Maho to Great George Street, and that is after the intersection of Kennedy Avenue and Great George Street. They will occupy this area up to the intersection of River Street and Great George Street, and they will be on the western side of the road, he explained during a live interview with the Nation station. And those from St. Joseph will occupy River Street, that is below the Kingfield bus stop. St. Joseph buses will occupy the northern side of the road. They will turn right into Kings Lane to Riverbank and exit on the West Bridge. The Falkoli buses will occupy Baytown. The bus stop that has been sitting there for a while, we have since moved them to that area, and the Goodwill buses will occupy the eastern side of Stever Street. The system, as he stated, is expected to last for 2 days. They're asking bus drivers to cooperate fully. So take note, okay? Bus stops of Maho, St. Joseph and Fokoli relocated. Haitian community and headline sponsor Flow present Haitian Flag Day celebrations 2016.
Tout Haïtien, tout Dominicain, Jonte de l'Alpap, l'autre gens, 18 mai, Flo en partenariat pour présenter une grosse conférence pour Haitian Flag là. Sortant de la rue,
May 18th, Flag Day, special press conference.
Oh oh, ça pourquoi est même toujours? Parce que cérémonie pour qu'on commence. Pas oublier, samedi 21 mai, c'est la grosse cérémonie dans la course Simplicity Barbershop.
Haitian Flag Day.
Bill gratis, accessible, Don Juan, Kimberly, Captain Jack, Team Décharger, Bricks Walix, Ab Gambios, Mandu Boy.
Hold on tight, it's gonna get pretty bumpy.
Il y a un plus gros patron qui patronne grosse soirée ça. Pablier, Kouboli, Chebessa, Western Union, Media 7-Eleven, DBS Radio, Vice Radio.
Papa direct, direct, direct.
Tout le monde levé.
Mecha! Coupa, pa, 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 pa. Ou seulement $15. $15 seulement.
Haitian Flag Day.
A presentation of Flow. This is how we flow. Flow.
The Grand Four Achievement Committee presents Achievement Day 2016 on Sunday, May 1st, 2016. Exhibitions, cultural performances, Kubuli Chebe Sound, happy hour, fun, frolic, excitement for the entire family. MC said truck, lorry, van, camion, wheelbarrow, messe, madame, nous tout calé, Grand Four, White City, with the sensational DJ Flip the Boss and Triple K Global. In Grand Four, easy daybreak music, can down, baby. Partners include the government of Dominica, NCCU, Big Edge, Discover Dominica Authority, Flow Petro Caribbean, Three Rivers Eco Lodge, Julius Eugene, Dr. Pharaoh Coffee, Achievement Day 2016, May 1st, Grand Four,
okay, malala.
May 1st, Dominica, the Marigold Development Corporation presents the 10th annual Mayfest, Friday, April 29th to Monday, May 2nd at the Fisheries Complex in Marigot. The activities begin on Friday, April 29th from 6 p.m. with the bar line. Yeah, we're going bar to bar, 10 bars to lime in one night. Our last stop is with DJ Flip in the Fisheries. The activities continue on Saturday with the Fruta National Trail Hike of Segment 7. Then later that evening, Beauty and Elegance will grace the stage for Miss Mayfest. On Sunday, May 1st, we're heading to Sandy for the Beach Volleyball Festival. Then we head into the Fisheries Complex to turn it up. It's where Soca and Calypso mix Puyo music. Then live from Trinidad and Tobago, the Soca Night Show. Baron, King Dice, Carressa, Soul Food. All these followed by the number one party band, the Swinging Stars. And on the Puyo side, we have Asa Bantanas. And the pioneers of Puyo music, the Big Bad WCK. All these followed by Club DVD, the biggest and cleanest song. And on Monday, we head into the last night bar and grill for our grand family fun day with some of Dominica's hottest DJs. May 1st, 2016 is on at the Fisheries Complex in Marigot from April 29th to May 2nd. Be part of this rhyme. Choose your day or the entire weekend. Action from Friday to Monday. I am that boy.
Recently, we'll be right back.
Some persons in the valley are concerned about this.
Recently, just in a couple last week, it was reported that a cane toad was sighted. It was captured and it was brought to the forestry division. We're in the process of mounting up some sort of community meetings at Trafalgar, informing the public of the cane toad, and not only Trafalgar but also the wider Dominican population about the cane toad and the threat it can pose to our local frog population and all the wildlife. As you may be aware, the cane toad has glands on its body. The body is not as smooth as our frog. Persons must be very careful if they see any of those toads to call the forestry division. Do not go about handling them since the glands are poisonous.
How much of a challenge or a problem will this be for the forestry division in terms of how quickly this toad reproduces and can take over?
Yeah, we are of concern because the information that I have is these toads they can multiply without a male being present. In the absence of a male, the females can still reproduce. So that is a serious challenge. Also, given the fact that these toads would be in a forest environment, finding them would be very challenging and difficult.
So you heard that. Some concern there, some cane toads sighted in Dominica. Forestry officials are asking the public to be very careful. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying,
yes.
After Erica, look at what happened to the West Coast. How many bridges were washed out by Erica? We have the government have placed baby bridges in from Point Wrong to Makushiri. And I don't know if these guys are not prioritizing. Because presently, yes, there may be need for a repair or a new bridge on the west of Roseau. But let us think of those belly bridges. Rain water can just come and wash them away, and we are cut out completely. These monies which government is putting in the hands of their handlers, their people, we're Dominicans, hungry Dominicans, Dominicans that have their debt to pay, cannot even bid on this contract. And you are going after a bridge in Roseau that is not necessary at the time, where we are, as we need bridge in Makushiri, in Batali, in Point Wrong, and these places.
Are you saying that this is not a priority at this time?
This is not. Mafayos, you should know that. I know you're being who you are, Matt, and trying to be technical in everything. But Dominicans should know that. When will that abuse stop on Dominica? Up to now, we cannot get our road or feeder road in Salisbury fixed so that we go on our farm and produce and bring revenue to the country to add to the economy of the country. And the government and Dominicans are going to enjoy it. Going this afternoon with that kind of open mind and how much they have been sensitized and going and see war, and tomorrow you are hungry, and what is to be done in the country, necessary to be done, is not done. Matt, this is crime. This is a crime against humanity. And the international world need to look into these things because it must be that these men are paying their people. For we know during the election, the very same people, they are the ones that came and showing all kind of footage about the reinstatement of Roseau.
Caller, thank you very much here. This caller concerned that the $6.5 million project is not a priority. Or should not be a priority for Dominica at this time. Hello. Caller? Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You know, this caller hit the nail on his head, you know. Because when you look at it well, when Dominica was moving much faster, and in particular Roseau, we had two bridges, and now the one is added to the extreme east and one to the extreme west. And now is the time, as he said, prioritizing bridge and look at the other side of the country, man, I can tell you, man, I believe this dictator has a plan to just finish the country. You see what he's doing now? Have you seen that his children are being born outside the country he hates the most? That is to show you the stage he's going to take Dominica soon. He said he's going to last to 2050, but I believe he will live before that because the child will send for him in America.
Good morning. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Mr. Pelty. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Mr. Pelty, I'm calling in connection with the toads that have been found in the Trafalgar area.
All right, just stay on the line there. Let me just, of course, remind people just what you're talking about.
Recently, just in a couple last week, it was reported that a king toad was sighted. It was captured and it was brought to the forestry division. We're in the process of mounting up some sort of community meetings at Trafalgar, informing the public of the king toad, and not only Trafalgar but also the wider Dominican population about the king toad and the threat it can pose to our local frog population and all the wildlife. As you may be aware, the king toad has glands on his body. The body is not as smooth as our frog. Persons must be very careful if they see any of those toads to call the forestry division. Do not go about handling them since the glands are poisonous.
How much of a challenge or a problem will this be for the forestry division in terms of how quickly this toad reproduces and, you know, can take over?
Yeah, we are of concern because the information that I have is these toads, they can multiply without a male being present. In the absence of a male, the females can still reproduce. So that is a serious challenge.
How much of a concern it is for you, sir?
Yes, Mr. Pelty. Good morning again to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Pelty, I want to ask some serious questions to the Forestry and Wildlife Division and also to the authorities about this king toad. But I would like the Forestry Division to tell us, what is this king toad poisonous to? Is it plants, animals, or humans? You also had the Forestry Division and Wildlife individual tells you that they are mounting on some meeting in the Trafalgar area to eradicate these king toads. You also heard the Forestry Division and Wildlife individual tell you that these king toads do not need a male to reproduce. Some years ago in this beautiful country of ours, we know of lizard, or I don't want to say a lizard. We call them Zandoli. They call them Anoli.
Mm-hmm.
That actually came in from one of the foreign countries, and with a quick period of time, Mr. Pelty, these Anolis took over, and you can find them a lot on the West Coast. They have taken over our original Anolis. We call them, the scientific name is Anoli, but we call them Zandoli. All right? And they have taken over. I would like to also ask, because if you listen to the clipping, and there is more to this clipping, as to how these king toads come into the country, I would also like to ask, who was in charge of at least ensuring that the port of departure of whatever, because I understand when I listen to the clipping,
But I heard, just to reveal there, that they came in through pipes for the geothermal energy originating from Montserrat. So we need to, I'm agreeing with you that we need to ask a number of questions.
Exactly. Because furthermore, recently again, a container ship from Dominica with Gloria Tavernier Chillingford, Gloria Tavernier shipping department.
Yes.
Right? Left Dominica and went to St. Thomas. Matt, a bug was found in the container. What happened to the container? It came back to its original port. A lot of things have to make, because if this king toads I've looked them up on the internet. If these king toads, Matt, happen to continuously reproduce in this beautiful country, Matt, we are in serious trouble with these king toads. We are in serious trouble. And I think the Forestry and Wildlife Division, or whoever it is, need urgently to at least try to eradicate those frogs. Because as you heard, these frogs can reproduce without the presence of a male. Mr. Belte, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. I think you can do your own research and find out, you know, the repercussions of this cane toad there. Hello.
Hello, Matt. Morning.
Yes, sir.
Matt, things not nice in Dominica, and I'll tell you why. I am a worker of public works, and it hurting me to see that they are owing us three fortnight, Matt, a month and a half, and they owing the monthly people 2 months, and it burning me to see they're going to have a CO down in Roseau, Matt. Matt, let me tell you something. I'm telling you my mind. The same road I can walk in the day without light, I can walk that same road in the night without light. I tell the government, please pay me my money because I'm fed up and nobody don't know my mind. Because we are hungry in public work. 3 fortnight only can I pay. And that work is public works only. That is too ridiculous. You know what I mean? Something has to happen. Somebody can have to stand up. You know what I mean? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 8:34.
Good morning, Mr. Peltier.
How are you, sir?
I am feeling good. Thanks for asking, and good morning to all your listeners. Matt, I'll tell you something. I cannot believe what is taking place currently in Dominica with Roosevelt Skerritt now trending as Dr. Con Man in the world to take Dominica's sweat and brow and give it to Barbados. Matt, let me say to you, I went on a cruise ship with my wife in 2006, and one of the stops was Barbados. We had a ride on a taxi. When I talked to the driver, he asked me what country I came from. I told him I'm from Dominica. He said, man, this is monkey country. My people are stupid over there. They're monkey country. Matt, let me say to you, no other country in the Caribbean would allow Roosevelt Skerritt to take millions from the people of Dominica, their sweat and brow, and give it to another company in Barbados, his friends, Hartley Henry, Peter Wickham. Mad Dominicans need to rise and stop this nonsense. Roosevelt Skerritt is the biggest enemy of Dominicans. Can't people see how many times he has marginalized the people? Everything, the West Coast Road, the State Palace, the State College, everything goes out and the people in Dominica are suffering. Unemployment is the highest. We are the most backward country in the region. And Dominicans sit back like the Barbadians say, we are monkeys. Monkeys see, monkey crazy come crazy. They never see. And they are going to celebrate a contract that is given out of the country. But the whole country should be shut down. The financial hub of Dominica, Roseau, that should be shut completely. And time to drive Roosevelt Skerritt, the con man, out of the country. He is no friend to Dominica. When will Grand Bay and Portsmouth get the message? Thank you, Matt. Have a pleasant day, and God bless you all the time, and God bless Dominica. Bye-bye.
God bless you. 8:36, hello.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
Hey, how are you doing?
Isaac Baptiste here.
Hi, Isaac.
Matt, the more I hear of this project, the more I get angry to see what's happening to this country. And we in Dominica are sitting there and accepting and, you know, going to celebrate. Let me say from the start that as far as infrastructure in the city of Roseau is concerned, I welcome the construction of that bridge. But we need to put the whole project in perspective so that Dominicans can understand what they have been subjected to by this Labour Party administration. When the government came in 2000, they met the Roseau Road Reinstatement Project ready to be implemented. The studies were financed by the Caribbean Development Bank, and the Kuwaiti Fund was going to construct and provide the funding for all the project. That is to do all the sidewalks of Roseau, to redo all the streets of Roseau, to replace the West Bridge, and to do the Ring Road, which is the Goodwill, the road around the Windsor Park going up to Goodwill. The project was priced at $41.5 million in 2000. The government came in and they did not do the project. The Kuwaiti people were here, Kuwaiti fund people were here, with literally the checkbook in their back pockets ready to sign, the, give them the money to do it. They did not do it. They say government can't afford this, etc. We've seen what happened to the city of Roseau. The Roseau is one of the most depressing cities in the Caribbean right now. And what's happening to our cruise ship industry, and the tourism in particular, generally, sorry, tells you the state of Roseau, because the Roseau, the poor condition in Roseau impacting seriously our tourism industry under the watch of this government. Yet, the Reserve Carried Administration was able to get $30 million to build a palace in the city of Roseau, while we saw the Roseau coming down to what it is right now. The people who are now doing this project that had awarded this contract, if you recall, during the elections of 2014, they were in Dominica, and they said that the government said they gave them a $2.1 or $2.2 million contract to do a consultancy for the design of Roseau to include that same bridge and Portsmouth. And they gave us all kind of fancy shop drawings, etc., as to what we're going to do. Today we see the same company coming back with to do this bridge. No tendering, as they say they did their tendering, they did not do it in Dominica to give Dominicans an opportunity to tender for it. And they supposed to be consultants designing, and they are now constructing. Matt, internationally, this is unacceptable. You cannot have design consultants. They are preparing the design for a project of a city of Roseau like this and so forth. And they are then coming back to do the constructing. That is unethical. I did the study for Roseau, for example, the Roseau Master Plan. And none of the projects that were proposed in there as an EU, I did under an EU program, I could not tender for any project coming out of that study. Yet you see these guys coming back here, and they're coming as contractors to build a bridge. Matt, one of the best built bridges on the Roseau River, that is the Isilo Black Bridge, was built by Dominicans. I think his name was Danny Boyd, the contractor. This government built two bridges on the riverbed of Roseau, one on the far east. Anytime the Roseau River comes down seriously, the whole of Riverbank, River Street, flooded. They built another one next to the new market on the river, on the riverbed. We saw what happened with Erica. The amount of damage it did to all the infrastructure on that area, the sewer lines, etc., and also the market, because the bridge, this bridge is built too low on the riverbank. I hope they're not going to do the same thing with this bridge that they're going to build. While we do not have money, the people who did the clearing during Erica, many of the truck drivers have not received pay. Yet the government can find money. They had money for them to do that CO with Roosevelt started getting PhD, honorary PhD. They don't have money to do CO for them to do a groundbreaking ceremony for to replace the bridge. Mary Junia Charles built so many bridges, two-lane bridges all over the place. There was no groundbreaking ceremony. You sign a contract, yet you have this massive CO going on. We're going to do this afternoon for a groundbreaking ceremony to replace an existing bridge. When will we Dominicans say enough is enough? When? So a project, in fact, in that same study, I'm telling you, I'm reading straight from the report. It says here, the Roseau West Bridge widening, $1.25 million. That was in 2000. Because what the study envisaged was that the existing Isilo Black Bridge is two lane, and you're now going to put another lane on the West Bridge, and you're making that road, the Great George Street, all the way back to King George III Street, two lane.
that plus the ring road that would be built around the Windsor Park, that would be more than adequate for the traffic requirements of Roseau, up to 20 feet, because it was based on origin and destination studies, traffic patterns, etc., etc. And today, this government is going to spend $18 million to build a bridge and a river defense wall, COing about it, and yet the city of Roseau proper is in the most miserable state it has ever been. Dominique Levy, please do something about our future. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much, Mr. Baptist. The 8:42 is the morning time. We take a break and we come back after this.
I hear my mother shouting, "Boy, you no good. Why you so worthless? You just like your no good father. I'll beat that badness out of you once and for all. Boy, I fed up if you know." All the violence we do to small children, the beating, the shouting, the putting down, the insult. Is my father not guilty for treating my mother so callous and causing all this anger to build up inside her?
You heard it. The emotional story View from the Prison Van, featuring Montgomery Richards. Come to the Arawak House of Culture on Friday, 22nd April from 7:30 p.m. to see the drama come alive. Participate in a panel discussion on the root cause of violence, our role in breaking the cycle. Get your opportunity to lend your voice to breaking the cycle of violence. Bring the entire family. Entrance is free. Come learn as we move to change lives. An activity of the OECS USA Juvenile Justice Reform Project, Arawak House of Culture, Friday, 22nd April, 7:30 p.m. Let's give priority to a serious issue.
But if only somebody could save my children. I don't want them to end up like me. God, I am praying for myself now. But send somebody to save my children.
St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival celebrates an unforgettable journey with the best of the years. Recapturing the most nostalgic moments. Creating new magic. With Air Supply and Chris Tandring, George Benson and Joey Alexander. Cool of the Gang and Omi. BWB and Shaggy are just a few. Alongside headliner Mark Anthony. An island party not soon forgotten. The St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival 25th Anniversary. April 29th to May 8th. Visit stluciajazz.org. Executive producer, the St. Lucia Tourist Board. Platinum sponsor, RBC Royal Bank.
Mayfest! Dominica, the Marigold Development Corporation presents the 10th Annual Mayfest, Friday, April 29th to Monday, May 2nd at the Fish Feast Complex in Marigold. The activities begin on Friday, April 29th from 6 p.m. with the bar line. Yeah, we're going bar to bar. 10 bars to lime in one night. Our last stop is with DJ Flip in the fishery. The activities continued on Saturday with the Fruta National Trail Hike of Segment 7. Then later that evening, Beauty and Elegance will grace the stage for Miss Mayfest. On Sunday, May 1st, we're heading to Sandy Bay for the Beach Volleyball Festival. Then we're heading to the Fishes Complex to turn it up. It's where Soca and Calypso mix Puyo music. Then live from Trinidad and Tobago, the Soca Night Show. The Swinging Stars. And on the Puyo side, we have Ace Abantanas. And the pioneers of Puyo music, the Big Bad WCK. All this powered by Club DVD, the biggest and cleanest song. And on Monday, we're heading to the Last Flight Bar and Grill for our grand family fun day with some of Dominica's hottest DJs. May 5th, 2016 is on at the Fisher's Complex in Marigold from April 29th to May 2nd. Be part of this rhyme. Choose your day or the entire weekend. Action from Friday to Monday. I am that boy.
All right, let's take a phone call. Hello.
Good morning, Matthias and your listeners.
Yes, good morning.
Matthias, it is sort of time as a people to start taking action. It is really high time that we take action. Because we will continue the talk if we do not stand up. Yesterday, the person that really coined it, you know, really well for you, well, that was Handbag. He calls himself by that name. And if we are getting a full house in that land, do not take our rightful position, all projects will continue, you know, having to go out. They will continue to treat you as slaves, but we must recognize that we were a people. We are a people that have been destined, you know, for greatness. And that greatness will not be achieved if we do not take our rightful stand. So therefore, I call on the very leaders, those of you who go by the names of pastors, elders, and all of this. If you cannot teach your people who they are so that they can stand up and their greatness that was destined for them can be achieved, you should not speak to the people because you do not acknowledge who Moses was and taught the people accordingly. And I say to us as a people, we cannot continue sleeping. The pain is growing and you are calling out to the wrong group. You have to call out to your creator. Matt, we love you so very much. Thank you for being there. And I say to us as a people, it's high time. Thank you, Messiah.
8:48 is the morning time as we continue here in the morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, man.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay.
Matt, you know, I hear people calling the radio and talking about people must stand and all this. Dominicans are a bunch of cowards, Matt. They are afraid of themselves. If it's your neighbor, they'll fight your neighbor. They will say a certain nasty thing about you. But when it comes to standing for the real issues that are affecting the country, they haven't got the guts. And those who have the better, that have the mindset, you know, the proletariat, the people are educated, they are all afraid because they have their mortgage, they have this and they have that to protect. And the man at the bottom is sleeping. Matt, who's going to stand for Dominica? Ja alone that can redeem Dominica, believe you me. Because the people are afraid of themselves. They are afraid to die. Righteous cowards and holy hypocrites. They want to go to heaven, but they are afraid to die. Matt.
I sense some frustration there on that caller's part. Hello?
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
My brother, how are you doing?
Not bad. Good morning to your listeners, Matt. Matt. In the continuing vein, Matt, of the destruction of Dominica and Dominica's economy, Matt, we have this situation where at a recent international forum, Matt, international forum, dealing with banking, Matt, and money laundering, Matt, it was spoken about the government dismantling the IPO and putting in a legislation to benefit the leadership, Matt. Matt, that is in the strength of banking, you know, Matt. They talked about the recently amended IPO. Now, Matt, what is the relevance of that, Matt? Matt, in this de-risking in the United States, Matt, the OECS banks are going to have problems getting correspondent banks in the U.S. Matt, I don't know if you read the press release from the IMF commenting on the state of the indigenous banks, their capital base, the high level of non-performing or assets thing, as well, Matt, as the other issues related. Matt, you know what that means, Matt? We are going to be going back 60 years, Matt, which is what this Labour Party government seemed to be doing with Dominica, Matt. 60 years ago, Matt, we had no local banks, so to speak, Matt. We had the international banks like Barclays, Royal, and Scotia. We only had branch banking of these international banks, Matt. Matt, at the demise of the indigenous banks, Matt, you know that is what we are going back to, Matt? Matt, this Minister of Finance, Matt, is paying absolutely no attention to the economy or the engines of growth or the economic engines in the country, Matt. Matt, why people seem to think this thing about giving the Beijing thing, Matt, they have to remember something, Matt. You remember the Prime Minister was supposed to have shares in a supermarket in Barbados in conjunction with a former Prime Minister of Barbados. And that Matt Hartley Henry, and Wickham must find jobs for the people who assisted in financing and corrupting our electoral process, Matt. So, Matt, this is the price. Matt, who owns our electricity now, Matt? Matt, we have now become an appendage of Barbados. You see, political yard fouls like Lee Henry and Wickham. In Barbados, they are nothing. But in Dominica, they become somebody. And Hartley Henry and Wickham and all those Bajans will understand when I say political yard falls, because that is a Bajan term. And they know what it means. And when they came here campaigning all up in the East, in La Plaine and in Monjon and River Sirik, Matt. But this is what Kerry is reducing Dominica.
But I did not see Hartley Henry, though, or the other name that you mentioned there, on that contract, though. So you, why are you associating Hartley Henry and, of course, the other man mentioned? Do you think they are part of this whole contract?
They were the persons responsible for the people getting the contract, Matt. But you have to understand something, you know. This is payback, because you remember Skerritt said that they got their money from friends of the Labour Party and governmental friends. So, in fact, the Prime Minister from his own mouth told us that there were some foreign governments, and I wonder if it is Barbados government that was interfering in our local politics, Matt.
Well, this is for you to interpret, but as it relates to the contract, black and white, we see no names, such names there, okay? 854.
Hi, Matt. Good morning.
How are you doing, brother? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. God bless. Matt, you know, Matt, I didn't understand, and sometimes that is why I just stay away from calling the radio station, Matt, because, Matt, it is so heartbreaking, you know, to be listening to people like this port worker that is calling and talking about, Matt. 3 fortnights he haven't gotten paid, Matt. And Matt, what I'm trying to say is that the government don't have money to pay the people, the workers, the public works, the port workers and them. But they always finding money, Matt, to have a CEO, to have a big thing for a groundbreaking for this. And Matt, all these are just election gimmick. Remember Tony has a fancy that Roosevelt Skerritt is starting his fifth term in office with his campaign. And Matt, this is just heartbreaking. And what I'm trying to say to the people, things that we cannot say on the radio, those of us that willing, Matt, to die for our country, as our children, our grandchildren, and the future children will have a happy life, Matt, we need to come together and to do something. Something has to be done, Matt. Always call the radio to go and help us, Matt. We have to stand up. It's time to take back our country from this one man, as Mr. Alinda said, the government, Roosevelt Skerritt. Enough is enough.
Thank you. On the telephone, 855. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
My brother.
Yeah, that's the last two supporters. I have to support them. Because right now, I think the Prime Minister is putting the cat before, or you put the horse before the cat. And it's not a good thing. Because you have Makushri to build. And which is indeed more important than building another bridge over Roseau, who has 4 bridges that you can get out and coming into Roseau. I think Skerritt has gone haywire, and it is too much for Dominican people. I think the people of Dominica need to rise up right now, because he said within quarter of 2016, the Chinese would come over to Dominica and start building the roads for us. We have not seen that. The European people have left him. Who is going to come to Dominica's assistance? People of Dominica, wake up! I told you all that Skerritt couldn't do it when Erica came through. And it has came to fruition. Brothers and sisters, rise up and get up off your feet and do something for Dominica. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye there. Are you there, caller?
Good morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
How are you doing, brother?
Matt, maybe you should change your name, or let us give you a pet name. Let's call you Moses, the deliverer. Because, you know, it would appear dumb. I sit here every morning and I listen to Dominicans. Matt. It would appear they want Matt to solve every problem they have. You know, call him Moses, so he'll deliver us like Moses delivered the Hebrews from Pharaoh. You have a contractors association, or whatever they call themselves.
Builders and Contractors Association.
We haven't heard not even a statement from this guy.
Well, all this said, this was not tended for.
That's all. You haven't heard an official statement. And the ordinary little Dominicans, every morning, Matt do this, Matt call this, Matt, this is what is happening. Matt, come on, what can Matt do? Go after the association. Tell them, look, guys, what is happening? Let us know what is going on. Let us come together. Let us see if we can help you guys. But Matt, so I think let us forget this Matt thing and call you Moses. Thank you, Matt. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's 8:58. It's in the morning here. We're taking one final phone call there and wrapping it up this Friday. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
How you doing, brother?
Yes, Matt. When Storm Erica struck Dominica last year, Dominicans were called to rally in the cleanup campaign. Those who were unemployed got the opportunity to do something for their country. Those who did not even have money in their hands and have trucks, they clean up Dominica. You find all the contractors did something to at least restore temporary bypasses. Matt, even some people today, they have not gotten paid as a result of the work that they did. That Dominicans. Now we get millions of dollars going for it. By the way, the bridge, good thing, replacement of the bridge, strength and good. Rare are the Dominicans. So, Matt, wives of husbands have to continue to suffer. Children of husbands have to continue to suffer. Matt, what is this is happening in our country? When the opportunity comes, Matt, for each and everyone to be happy, to get a little job, for local contractors to be employed and engage local Dominicans, all that going out, and we sit down there saying, Matt, or Lennox should lead that. Let me see where the construction association goes with that one. Let me see them in action. Because, Matt, that is hurting. To see when we have a storm, is Dominicans have to clean up the mess, and when it's work to restore our country and to beautify it and to get it back infrastructurally, work has to go outside. Matt, we can start the quiz. Have a good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
And we'll continue. Talk on the block, 1 o'clock, right here on the big station.